Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we come before you now in your presence to unite ourselves to you and talk with you. We believe you're here with us, wanting to speak. We hope and are confident in your loving presence, your loving blessings and desires for us. And so we hope in that. Hope in your providence, your care, your goodness. We love you, Lord. That's why we're here, why we dedicate time to discussing our life with you, sharing our heart with you, reading scripture and listening to your word. It's because we love you. You're a priority for us. You're important. And so we dedicate this time and listen. Thank you, Jesus, for being here. Thank you for your love and your grace. And I pray you speak to me now. We'll read from Matthew 16, 24 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Jesus, you present here the paradigm of love for you and the implications of that love. That if we want to come after you, follow you, it's going to imply times taking up a cross. And that if our real goal is to save our life, to have eternal life with Jesus, we're going to have to lose and give up freely our life at times, to let go and let you lead. That's an enigma for us at times, Jesus, for me, that life is found through death, that gaining is found through losing, that strength is found through letting go and embracing our weakness. But it's true nonetheless, Jesus, and I delight in that truth, and I delight in you that speak the truth to us, words that have everlasting life, even if we're tempted to go and to look for some other truth. But no other truth can be found that gives true salvation and meaning to our life. So thank you, Jesus, for the truth of your cross and your teaching. And I spend some time, Jesus, even meditating now on the ways that you're inviting me to deny myself, to let go, to embrace a certain death or letting go in order to have life. Ways my vocation calls me to follow you through a path of suffering, through passion, death, and resurrection. Maybe let's take some time to think about those things and give thanks for those crosses, and also delight in the life that we see coming from them. Or if we don't feel or see any life coming from those crosses, and that following of Jesus, make an act of faith and trust that we know he is at work, even if we can't see it. Think of Job in the Old Testament, right, who the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And that even when we complain, that God says, honestly, lovingly, truthfully, hey, where were you when? Can you explain creation and the whole order that I've established? And we, like Job, have to put our hands over our mouth and kind of say, you know what? Who am I to question? I trust. I trust in you, Lord. Trust in your plan. Trust in your love. So let's reaffirm our faith amidst the crosses that we're embraced to carry. And Jesus, I see also how you give us a little insight into what motivates you, how you think about the cross. You ask that question, what profit would there be to gain the whole world, forfeit life? Maybe, Jesus, you asked yourself that question when you were tempted to choose other things. We think of those temptations in the desert when the devil offered you another solution, offered you the adoration, devotion of the whole world, if you would just bow down, if you would just throw yourself down and trust, if you would just kind of obey him and create bread for yourself aside or outside of God's will and plan. And like, what would it profit us long term? Jesus asked himself that same question, and he asks us, what profit is there really in that taking possession of our own freedom and choosing for ourselves according to our own will and plans against God? Like, really, in the end, is that a worthwhile strategy? What are you going to get out of it? Can you save yourself? Can you guarantee a path of life, joy, peace for yourself, eternity? And we know immediately, no, I can't save myself. So why obey my own plans? I need to really keep my eye on the ultimate profit, be willing to sell all in order to gain the pearl of great price, or to purchase that field where the treasure is found. So Jesus, I pray you give me strength today to have that eternal perspective, to keep my eyes on that prize that only you can give, to imagine, feel, think about, desire, live in the space of where your treasure is, union with you, your will, your grace, your blessing, and not be swallowed up or absorbed into that place of despair, frustration, self-seeking, immediate pleasure, where moth and rust corrode, where thieves sneak in and steal. Because ultimately, it's about life. It's about eternity, each of those choices. Right? What can we give for exchange of our life? And then, Jesus, you promise me and you remind me of that eternal perspective that the angels who are in your Father's presence in his glory and that are entrusted by God to bring us into our eternal reward, where we'll each get repaid according to our conduct, choices. Just like you said, Jesus, remain in my love, just as I remain in my Father's love. Keep my commandments, remain in my love, do what I say, follow what the Father commands and asks, and then you will receive. Your honesty, your love is so evident here. You give us the path to life. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Give me grace to meditate on these truths and carry these truths into my daily life. And now I'll take some time to think, pray, ask you, how can I translate these truths that we've discussed together into a resolution for my day? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.